Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fadis.
Buster Murdaugh, the son of Alec Murdaugh. We've heard his name come up in all sorts of allegations over the last several years during the investigation into his father, Alec Murdaugh. They reopened the investigation into the death of Stephen Smith. Everybody was asking why. Well, something that they found within that investigation caused them to say, let's take a closer look at this. In no way am I saying that Buster Murdaugh had anything to do with the murder of Stephen Smith. But Buster is sick of it. He's now filed lawsuits against Warner Media, Netflix, and several others, accusing them of defamatory content, of slander, of many, many things, and he wants his name cleared. Understandable if you had nothing to do with those sort of things. Joining me to discuss, Eric Fadis, defense attorney and former prosecutor. Let's go back to what we first talked about there. They reopened this investigation during the Murdaugh trial because of something they found with the Murdaugh trial. We don't know what that tipping point was, but why would they? Why would that equate to this?
You know, there are several possible explanations. One is that they found some really great evidence that the Murdaugh son did do this. Another is that they're having this sort of social pressure. There were a number of documentaries. A lot of people were saying, gosh, how is Buster getting away scot-free? And perhaps that pressure contributed to opening up the investigation. I imagine it was a mix of the two.
Yeah. I mean, in the documents, filed, by the authorities, his name does come up in them. Not as the killer, but his name is. I don't think you want your name in those documents, period. If we're talking about a murder, you don't really want to be anywhere associated with that. That might not work well. A lot of community speculation over the years about this. The mother of Stephen Smith has flat out said she believes he had some sort of involvement in it. Buster has categorically denied it every single time. And if he had nothing to do with it, I can understand the frustration and you wanting to clear your name. But at the end of the day, is this really going to clear his name? I mean, the cat's out of the bag. The statements have been made. The accusations are out there. People are going to believe what they're going to believe. Was this a smart move by Buster to go after such large entities that probably have far deeper pockets than he does?
You know, assuming that he had no involvement in that criminal wrongdoing, then I kind of think it was. I look back to other lawsuits, one that is recent against larger organizations that are putting forth information, like the baby reindeer thing on Netflix. Not sure if you saw that, but there's a woman who is cast as a complete villain. She's suing. And then you look at Hulk Hogan and Gawker.
Yes.
Gawker, that old media outlet, Hulk Hogan sued them. Now, Buster Murdaugh is a far cry from Hulk Hogan in terms of resources and everything else. But they have been affected before. And so will he have some leverage on this one? Possibly.
Gawker no longer exists because of that lawsuit and because of what they were portraying in that. I guess the thought process is if you have nothing to hide, because everybody's going, oh, this is going to be really bad. It's going to open up a lot of things in discovery. But if you have nothing to hide, then yeah, let it all out. Go ahead. Try and discover whatever you're going to discover because there's nothing there to discover about me. But my question is, what else are they going to find? And not necessarily saying Buster's involved with anything, but there's a lot of shady shit around his family and things that Alec had been doing. Maybe he's not even aware of, Buster maybe not even been aware of some things that he was involved in or connected to because of his father that may now come to the surface because of that. Will this work out in Buster's favor at the end of the day?
Tony, you're totally right. When you bring a lawsuit, you do so at your own peril in the sense that discovery, it can be revealing and they can get into some uncomfortable personal stuff that you didn't think you might have to disclose publicly. And you look at the Depp and Heard case. Heard brought that defamation case against Depp. Yeah. Well, Depp counterclaimed and he found a lot of dirt on Heard and he ultimately prevailed. Mm-hmm. And so just the fact that you're bringing it, you think you're, you know, all noble and this person, this other pretty defamed me. Well, that's not always how it plays out, and it could get real messy.
Do you think Alec encouraged him to file this suit? There's been room. I mean, we don't know for a fact, but from what the rumblings are that we heard, and take that with a grain of salt, is that they don't really communicate very much. But Buster has always still had his dad's back.
Yeah, I mean, Alec could certainly use some commissary money, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's looking for avenues to obtain that.
Yeah.
But he's an attorney, and it wouldn't be surprising to me if Alec had some sort of conversation regarding this suit with Buster. It's a treacherous road to go down. And like you said, the other side has deep pockets, and they're going to make Buster feel it.
Let's assume Buster has nothing to do with this because there's never been a charge or anything against him. And that's kind of what I assume on this. Could this actually help, though, in the Stephen Smith investigation? Could this open up some areas where it's not going to point at Buster necessarily, but it may point at others that, maybe he knew or had involvement with friends? I mean, I don't know, high school. There's so many things that could end up coming out of the grave on this, if you will, that maybe even Buster's not even thinking about.
Yeah, exactly, Tony. So as the discovery process proceeds in the civil case, people are going to be interviewed. Everyone who is associated with this, people who are associated with Buster, they're going to want to know what Buster has told people about this and that kind of thing. They're probably going to revisit the scene. They're probably going to have experts sort of do an accident reconstruction, that kind of thing. And all of that is fair game on the criminal side. Mm-hmm. And so could it result in more evidence against Buster? Possibly. Could it result in an alternative suspect and getting justice for this young man who died?
That's what I'm wondering. At the end of the day, is that what we're going to see? Justice for Stephen Smith, not Buster Murdaugh, because everybody wants to, damn every Murdaugh, but just reality, finding what really happened to Stephen Smith. I hope that maybe some good does come up.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.